This week, coming up from the ashes.
Take a plate of ribs with you, running on the treadmill. Like, hey, how's it going?
Like, yeah, people would think you're insane, but like, the more they see that, like, you were literally losing weight instead of gaining it, then I mean, like, yeah.
You got like four candy bars, eating them while you're working out, and yeah. Like, what the heck is this guy doing? How?
So are you a right or a left Twix kind of guy? Hello, all you rotten people out there. Welcome back to From the Ashes podcast. I am your host, Arsonist Clown. I'm here with my weedy buddies, Grim and Phoenix. Unfortunately, Ocean couldn't make it because he has a case of massive diarrhea, but that's completely okay. We fully support his decision in not needing to leave the toilet.
Hopefully he's not near a barn.
It would be extremely uncomfortable having to hear that over the over the mic. But yeah, how you guys doing? How's it been? What's going on? Tell me your secrets.
I'm fair to partly cloudy, you know. That's about it for me.
It is cloudy over here, so.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs?
I guess so.
Swedish meatballs, IKEA. Sorry.
What about you, Grim?
I'm going to keep it 100% real. I constantly forget Wheaties are a cereal because I always get their knockoff brand, Mini Spooners, and they're better, so.
Mini Spooners.
I felt like I just had to say that.
Are you typing that in or something?
No. I don't know, it just seems like that you're cuddling with a little person, a Mini Spooner.
Mini bowl of cereal. They sound like a pillow pet knockoff.
Kind of do.
Mini Spooners, except instead of animals, they're actual, like, I don't know, like little characters.
just plushies. They're marketable plushies.
Yeah, but like you spoon with them, so like, that would be pretty weird, man.
Okay, we could totally work with this though. So
are you serious?
I see an episode coming up of the future. Marketing, get ready. Wait, we don't have a marketing. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll coin the name Mini Spooners, and the first spooner we'll have out is, I don't know, Joe.
He's going to have a frickin' joint, you know, hanging out of his mouth with the spooner.
He'll have,
eyes
like, one bloodshot.
Eyes
1% of the earnings.
Yeah. That's funny.
But that's great, you know. Aside from the Wheaties part, like I guess you're doing fine.
Yep.
But yeah, we're back with another episode. I do want to start out with a little bit of nonsensical talk. Definitely not because I wasn't doing my work. I did. So don't start assuming now. But also because I do want to introduce a bit of, you know, more section, less robotic, less, let's just get straight into it and, you know, cut to the chase. I do want to just, like, hash out a couple things. One of which I did want to do, but since during that week you were kind of sick, and then I think the episode after I either forgot or something about that, I just never got around to it. But during that week, when we couldn't do an episode, I think a couple days ago, or maybe on that day, I don't remember, but Sonic Unleashed Recompiled came out, and everybody who's listened to at least one of the game podcasts has definitely knows that I love Sonic Unleashed.
Yep.
It is one of my favorite Sonic games ever. Like it's so good. I never even minded the Werehog either. I quite like the Werehog actually. And no, I will not be slandered because of it. But this little, you know, recompile came out and like people really started talking about it. Like it's died down a lot since then. There's still some things floating around. But like a lot of people like talking about it, and like everybody kind of got into squabbles. Like now they're calling Unleashed. I don't know. Like some of the things I've seen are like, you guys are blowing this out of proportion. You guys are being ridiculous. And like Unleashed was never overblown. I quite recall back then it was quite hated upon and not treated very well. So everybody could take a back seat and sit down, because I was there at the beginning. I had my hot dog stand here. And you guys came in here and started blowing it out of the water. Now people are hating on it because of it. How dare you? I did not want to see my favorite Sonic game come back, only for you guys to start taking a massive dookie all over it. Ridiculous. Mods are fine though.
And
I
this love the
mods. I know Grim sent me, what was it, a Miku mod where it replaced Chip with Hatsune Miku? That was interesting. I know there are a bunch of other mods, like there's a Shrek one where like normal Sonic is human Shrek and Werehog Sonic is like normal Shrek.
That's funny.
But no, I'm really happy that like it got some spotlight back. And I really do hope that this encourages Sega to one day make a remake. I'm really hoping for that. But until that happens, you know, I'm glad that Unleashed got its, like, 7 days of fame, something like that along those lines. And there's my rant. Thank you.
I only have one thing to say to that.
You gonna fart into the mic?
Technically, you but didn't all right. say it. And
you know, also, you know what they say, you can't touch music, but music can touch you.
And also, this soapbox was brought to you by Wheaties or Mini Spooners.
Wheaties. Mini Spooners.
Wheaties or, and Mini Spooners.
I guess it'd be easier to say this soapbox has been brought to you by Old Spice. Because, you know, so.
Old Spice body block is body too powerful to let this commercial in. But okay, enough beating around the bushing. Let's get straight into the main topic, which is Would You Rather Part 2. Now, no, this wasn't exactly my idea. Phoenix, in a bout of desperation, really wanted to do another part. So I am here with some new questions and some old ones that we never got around to hash it out with you guys. You know, should be interesting. I know Ocean was here for the last one, right?
Yes, I believe so. But like you said, he has a massive case of diarrhea, and there, you know, I just hope he's not in the vicinity of a barn to, you know, join the zombie club. But
I think zombies are already there. But yeah, okay. So I'm gonna start here. We're just gonna jump straight into it with the. Let me see some of the old questions, but I need to look at them here. Okay, so yeah, we did all this, did that.
It's like this and like that and like this. Oh, sorry.
Okay, since most of these sucked and I don't like them anymore, there are only two here. Well, actually. Oh,
this is gonna all be right. A short episode.
All right, how about this? Would you rather all chickens become extinct or all cows become extinct?
Chickens. Look, I love eggs, I love chickens, but I love my milk and I love my steaks. And so many things else you can make with beef. Had you said pork, that may have been a different story. But you said chicken. So I will flat out say chickens can just be gone. You know, I'm just saying.
I think I'll have to agree. Yeah. I love eggs. I love chicken, but milk is nice, and I do enjoy a good hamburger.
Look, here's my thought on this. Everything else tastes like chicken. So, you know, we got that. If we want eggs, we can go with ostrich eggs or duck eggs, which are bigger. So bigger portions if you want it, you know, so, you know, chickens, they can kick rocks, like I said.
Tastes like chicken, huh? All right, well.
I was just saying, I mean, beef is...
You might be right about that. I mean, Grimm had a great uncle named Chef Antoine that would definitely agree with that. So I will let that one slide. And just like before, I will give you the percentages from the people who also voted on this question. And the votes are 58% wanted all chickens to become extinct, while 42% went with the cows.
That's actually pretty close.
That is pretty close.
Even though you're still in the minority, but you know, it's the little things.
Yeah. I'm just saying, when it comes to chickens, you know, they could be like, look, if they became extinct, I wouldn't miss them as much. You know, like I said, we could replace the eggs. We can, you know, we can eat different types of meat that taste similar to chicken. But beef, like if beef goes, then we've got what, like buffalo, you know, or stuff like that. So, you know, that's a lot more expensive. Granted, now some of the other stuff is other expensive. Like I would never think I would eat an ostrich. But we could probably eat on an ostrich for a long time. But I'm thinking more like duck, you know, pheasant, you know, goose, you know, stuff like that. Like
quail.
You know, those could be replaced. Like cows, we depend too much on that, like with milk and so many different other things. I mean, come on. Hamburgers, you know, you've got
the humble hamburger.
Exactly. Like, you know,
milk, I guess.
Look, all chickens going away would make hot dogs better because usually they're halfway, you know, with chicken parts in it, and get rid of that and get more quality parts, you know. But I don't know. All beef hot dogs are would be missed for me. And I love beefy.
You got a rant to go with that, Grim? Or...
No, I just, at the end of the day, I just like beef more than I like chicken.
Amen, brother. Preach it.
Standable, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Phoenix. All right. Phoenix All went right. on a. Phoenix had passion behind it.
Hey.
Could not live without his precious beef, Wellington.
You didn't get to my stature of a human being, you know, not eating beef. You know, like. I'm not going to sit out there and graze like a vegan. So not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with that. Don't get this out of hand, but you know, look,
the spinach is shaped exactly like a steak. So it must taste the same.
Yeah. Had you said do away with chickens or vegans, I would have kept chickens.
Oh, I mean, that's an easy one.
Exactly. Right. So
I wonder what the death toll would be.
Probably. I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit bigger than what I'd think, but I mean,
it definitely is.
I'll say between 15% and 20%. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
All right. Well, good stuff. Next question. Would you rather wear the same socks for a month? Wear the same underwear for a week?
Ugh.
Underwear. Because with my job, if my socks get wet, I want to do a lot of things that are not very nice.
Do we have to answer?
Yes.
Choose.
I couldn't wear the same socks for a whole month, but I can't wear the same underwear for a whole week either. I guess Oh my gosh, I'd have to be really careful, but I guess I would go socks before I would underwear. Cause that's just absolutely gross having it like, but so technically, you know, wearing it the same stuff doesn't mean you don't take a shower. So you take a shower and you put that nasty freaking underwear back on, the dirty, tainted underwear, and have to continue wearing it throughout the whole week while you do this. It's not much better putting the same socks on for a whole month, but my gosh, I could not do it for a whole week with no. I just can't. Sorry.
Understandable.
Like, come on, Grim. You mean to tell me
I can't do the socks, dude. I just can't.
So you willingly take a shower and then just put that same pair of underwear back on?
Over the socks, yes.
Mad news.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Majority of the population agree with you, Phoenix, considering 61% went with the socks and 39% went for the underwear.
Yeah, that's I just couldn't do it. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like,
I don't know how you do it, Grim. I guess have fun with that, though.
Yeah.
Hold on, it's not like we're actually doing it. Calm down now.
Oh, you didn't know?
Jumanji.
Huh?
We're actually doing this, Grim. So, best luck.
Next
to you.
Question.
So be it.
Finally, we're blitzing through these questions. Would you rather skydive or go bungee jumping?
Skydive. 100%.
If you're going to fall, you might as well go all the way.
Right? Yeah, probably skydive.
My luck, they would make the cord too long, or because of my size, I would stretch that cord too long and smack right off the pavement.
Like at the least, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
At least, yeah, at least with skydiving, I have a chance to like pull two rip cords because they have the backup one. So, you know, chances are, plus I've always wanted to skydive. I've always have. And there's one like that's like 20 minutes from here that does skydiving, which is pretty cool. But my only problem is, you know, the first time I did it, you know, I'd have to do a tandem jump with somebody. And could you imagine that person getting me? Like, holy crap. Like, oh gosh. But yeah, anyway, sorry, Grim, go ahead.
I just rather skydive because, yeah, no, getting yanked back doesn't sound very pleasant. And every time I think of skydiving, I think of that one story that I saw. I forget what the channel was, but like, it was the same channel that played that one show, So You Think You'd Survive, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it had like an ABC thing on whether or not like what the best option was in terms of like bad situations. And I just remember at one point they had like a skydiving episode thing, and they told a story about how a guy had gone skydiving and his parachute got tangled, something, whatever, right? And he didn't like nosedive, but like he angled himself to fall into a field, right? And he got incredibly lucky because that field had been plowed 6 times that day. It was a wine, like grape wine grape field, and it got plowed 6 times that day. So I think he only suffered like bruises. I don't even think he broke anything, which is crazy.
Could you imagine that, dropping from 20,000 feet and surviving it? Like, I know there's been like reports of that actually happening too, like with that guy, but my gosh. So every time I think of bungee jumping, do you guys remember The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Have you ever seen it?
No. I may have seen some clips.
Okay. So there's this one episode where Hillary is dating this like news anchor or newscaster, reporter, whatever his name is. And they're getting serious, and he wants to ask her to marry him. So he decides to do it in the middle of a bungee jumping on live TV. And as he's falling, you hear, "Hillary, will you marry me?" Plop. And I remember watching that, you know, I was younger, and that's always deterred me from wanting to be to do a bungee jumping. I know it was just a little sitcom, but mm-hmm. you know, it was funny as all get out. Like, they were like, "Oh my gosh." I think the guy's name was like Trevor or something. I can't remember, but
Trevor.
but yeah, that episode is like burnt into my brain because of him. Like, they didn't show it. At first they showed him falling, like, "Will you marry?" And then they panned away and you hear thud. They're like, "Oh my gosh." Like, and so, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, he didn't survive. but yeah, so that was my first impression of bungee jumping, you know, back in the early 90s. And I was just like, wow. But yeah.
All right. Well, the results are, yeah, 63% skydiving and 37% for bungee jumping. So, yep. Everybody's basically of the same mind. If you're going to go dropping to your death, you might as well go all the way.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Good stuff. I'm liking the road we're going on here. Nice and steady.
Yes.
Now here's a bit of a controversial one.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure it's probably been brought up once in your life, but if not, then here's that once in your life. Would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
When.
Got a reason for that?
Well, if you know how you're going to die, like, I don't know. I feel like, I guess it also depends on whether or not you fear death, but like, that would just, because like, if I know how I'm going to die, I feel like that would just make me more paranoid of everything, you know, or anything that relates to that certain situation. Whereas if I know, like, oh, I'm going to die 3 days from now or, you know, 50 years from now, I'm like, okay, well, at least I know when. I don't know how, but I know when.
Yes, but here, let me throw this at you, okay? If you know the exact date of when you're going to die and that date comes, what would you do?
I mean, I just go about my normal day because, I mean, yeah, I'm going to die, but I don't know how I'm going to die. So, realistically, there's nothing I can do to prevent it. And, I mean, why would you try and prevent fate to begin with?
I mean, you could try, like call into work and just stay home, you know?
True.
I was going to say, you know, everything, you know, prepare everything before the day before and just do a liquid diet. All that day, you know, and just stay, you know, stay in a bubble, you know, I'm just saying. But I don't know, man, that's a very good question. Because what if they say, like, when you find out you're going to die, you know, like the exact way of your death, they could be like, well, you're going to die of old age. I'm like, okay. That's fine. You know, I'll just live out my life knowing I will die of old age. Now, they could sit there and say, you're going to die in, I don't know, 2056, just to throw a date out there, whatever. And be like, okay, well, that's still a long ways off. You know, I could prepare. I can get everything, you know. But if it comes up and you're like, oh, by the way, your time has come tomorrow. What? So I think I would rather know how I was going to die rather than the date, because the exact time, it seems like I'd be trying to tempt fate as God for myself, because, you know, he may know when I'm going to die, but I don't need to know. And because I would try to change that, I would try everything in my power to be like, no, it'd be like Final Destination. You know what I mean?
It's basically that plot, yeah.
Yeah, I would do everything in my power to not, you know, die in Tony Todd. Love you, man. Speaking of deaths, I just want to give a shout out. Did you guys hear that George Foreman passed away?
I did.
Oh, no, I
didn't.
That
was so sad, man. Like, he was, what, like 76, I think. But anyways, George was an amazing man. Such a good man. But other than that, let's get back to the topic. So I do choose how I die rather than, you know, it may make me a little paranoid, but it may not. Like, so how in depth are you talking when talking about knowing how you're going to die? Like,
I'm saying like either some dude in a black suit comes in and tells you exactly how you're going to die, or you get like a premonition, like flash on literally how you're going to die. Just like Final Destination.
Okay, so you're definitely know exactly how. And
then for the when, it's like down to the second, the date, the hour, you know, all of that, like down to the second.
And
either which way, it's a roll of the dice. Like, you could get lucky with know how you're going to die with, like, you know, I don't know, like the guy in the black suit could tell you, well, you're going to die of old age. Or with a premonition, you're just like, you know, sitting, like laying there on the bed, surrounded by all your loved ones, and bam, there you go. But it could also be another case of, I don't know, you fall into a meat grinder or something, or you get tortured to death. Like,
right.
Either which way, you're going to be paranoid.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have paranoid.
People will ever take easy. And with knowing when you're going to die, down to the second, I imagine all Grimm would do is probably, like, whether he wants to admit it or not, he'd be looking down at a timer and waiting for that final second to tick.
He's just got a watch that has that time on it. Like, that's
slick, you slime. You know exactly what you're going to do, man. It's death! That's it! Game over!
And? So?
Well, with the knowledge of knowing that exact time, I would not put it past you to at least check your freaking watch once.
Okay, maybe once. But the thing is, I'm not afraid of dying. I might be afraid of how I die, but I'm not afraid of death itself.
Then what's wrong with rolling the dice and seeing the chance of at least you dying peacefully?
Oh, because I don't want to know that I get gunned down in Chicago.
Why would you be in Chicago then?
I don't know. That's what death decides, apparently.
He'd be sitting there like, what in the world? How am I in freaking New York or Chicago or what?
I just wake up in New York. Huh. This doesn't look like my house.
It was, I guess, because it's time.
And then a piano falls on me.
The only reason you would be in any of those situations is definitely 100% Twinkie, so you can blame anything on him at that point.
I mean, I already do.
Now, picture this, okay? Like, death schedules him to die the day before a new Monster Hunter game comes out.
Oh! I'd be fighting death. I would die.
That is actually a possibility I've never considered.
As death, like, he's like, all right, let's go. I'm going to put a hand on his shoulder, turn him around, and punch him square in the face.
Yeah, let's see how that works for you.
I can't die twice.
Excuse me, Sam and Dean Winchester. There's no way fighting death, so...
He would probably try and ease the situation and humor you by having his, like, skull spin around comedically.
or playing Monster Hunter in front of him, like, hey, how you doing?
playing a little early. Yeah, like, I thought it was definitely a possibility I never considered. Like, he dies literally the day before a new Monster Hunter releases. That would be tragic.
Oh, my gosh. Or anything when it comes to, like, the...
Evil.
The most... like anticipated episode or issue of Venom coming out.
See, that's how I know there's a God, because he has a sense of humor.
So all this stuff happens on the same day, the new Venom issue. Yep. It's the most anticipated one. So if you ever see those two like mix, you're like, oh crap, I'm so screwed. So all you'd be looking at your watch that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys locked in your answers then?
Yeah, I'd rather know how I'm going to go rather than the date.
All right. People, 51% wanted to know how they're going to die, while 49% wanted to know when they're going to die.
Man, that's so really close. One. Yeah.
Pretty close. All right. That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was a lot closer than I thought it would have been, too.
All right. Next one. Would you rather only make important decisions with your head or only make important decisions with your heart?
Well,
you know the phrase of people saying you think with your heart instead of your head, or your head instead of your heart. This is that. I know this is a bit of a moral dilemma for Grimm.
I do a lot of my thinking with my heart, and to me, it just, a lot of it ends in pain, so I think I'd rather do my thinking with my head.
Grimm?
Do you want to check?
I'd want to do my heart, but I'd have to do my head.
My heart's...
I don't want to expound on that, but...
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know how much I want to expand on it, but...
No, that's fine. You have to go that deep into it. Yeah. It's just, you know...
Well, like I said, you know, it seems like I get in trouble a lot when I expand on it with my heart instead of my head. Because, you know, that heart ends up broken all the time, or just, you know. So if I was thinking with my head, maybe it'd be more rational to me, than not. So.
Grimm?
Pretty much the same, I guess. 'Cause like when I think of it, it's like when you think with your head, you think of, like, the most likely the best outcome for all parties. Whereas with your heart, I feel like it's more so you're thinking of the best outcome for who you want to see succeed more. You know what I mean? And that's just a level of bias that I feel like shouldn't be wavered into such important decisions.
So we'd be a Vulcan. You know, because they're not going to use their emotions. Basically, that's what you're saying. Use your emotions to dictate what you're going to do rather than using actual thought and putting thought into it and understanding and reason. Mm-hmm. And I've lived my life, most of my life, with putting, you know, making decisions with emotions. And that has not got me anywhere. Matter of fact, it's gotten me worse off than what I was. So maybe if I did go down that route to where, you know, I thought with my brain a little bit more than my heart, I may have ended up a little different.
Mm.
Not to get too deep, but yeah.
I got deep before. I didn't expect anything different today.
Yeah.
So, not to discredit those think who would rather think with their emotions. Emotions are a powerful thing. And of course, it's what makes us human. So,
it is.
Not to say that thinking with your head doesn't have to be emotional. I know there are a lot of people who think with their head that do have a little bit of moral quandaries when it comes to solving situations, but I think thinking with your heart comes from a more entertainment perspective instead of like an actual real life perspective. Because when people think with their head, this is logical. This is something that most people would always fall back on when it comes to making decisions in real life, you know? Rarely do people think with their heart unless it comes to, like, you know, when your spouse cheats on you, or one of your, you know, family members dies and somebody like starts like, I don't know, disrespecting their memory. Like, at that point, you would definitely send your fist flying towards their face instead of logically thinking, okay, I could really start a problem if I decided to punch this guy in the face. But, like, when it comes to entertainment, like in movies and games, characters making decisions with their heart makes for a more interesting narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you see, like, I don't know, if you see, like, SpongeBob actually making logical decisions with his head instead of always being that bubbly character who literally always thinks with his heart, that wouldn't really make for such a great show.
Well, no, but that you're would, also talking
would,
cartoons.
That would literally be, yeah, that would be, like, you know, but still, like, you see my poor narrative trying to fall into place here.
Yeah.
I guess it's like, it's more of like a place where it comes down to the people who think most logically or to the people to think more emotionally. And for this one, I was a bit surprised because I also went with the head. It's actually a 50-50 split for both.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's, yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
I think, well, not to rag on people, but I think most of the people who went with their heart haven't bled enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and if they're still trucking even on after that, you're a bigger man than I will ever be.
In all honesty,
I can tell you that much.
If I could separate the emotion aspect from my life, especially right now, I would. Because, you know, you've heard that saying, people wear their hearts on their sleeves and stuff like that. I've done that my whole life. And like I said, it's just got me nothing but heartache, you know, and I truly believe, like, if I could purge my emotions and become like a Vulcan, not joking, like being honest, I would actually think about doing it. It would change who I am, but it would at least, you know, it would at least get me further in my life the way of thinking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man, like emotions can be just so overwhelming, and I would not want to go in and think about making, you know, impulse buys and stuff like that because, you know, my emotions and my, you know, from my heart. Like, I never do that. You know, the funniest thing I can say is, and a lot of people in my life can attest to this. So when I go into a store, I'll see something I want. I'll pick that up and walk around the store, but you know, like eventually I will put it down and say, I don't need this. And I've done that my whole life. Like, it's the way I've always been. Like, I just don't buy something. Like you can ask Chad. He's seen me do it many times. And then because I put it down like halfway across the store, he'd be like, oh, you know, someone's gonna have to put that away. I was like, well, that's what they're hired for. And I just walk off and stuff like that. Like, you know, I like, it's just the way I am, man. Like, I've made so many important decisions because of my heart, and it somewhat ruined me. So if I could purge that, I would. But 50-50 seems like a really, really crazy number.
Yeah.
It's definitely more of the, it's more of a, I don't know, I don't have much experience with it either. I'm just saying what's on my mind, but like, it's more of like, it's people with experience, I think.
Mm-hmm.
versus those who still have ways to go. And the, I mean, the still, green... again, as I said, with the with those people who have walked it and still are, even after all that, and still went with that decision, yet again, you are a bigger man or woman than I will ever be.
Agreed.
That is some crazy, like, willpower.
I just can't do it. I can't live my life from the heart anymore. I just haven't been able to. So. Talk about getting all serious.
Right. Yep. I mean, they had to at one point.
Yeah.
All right. On to a more stupid one, I guess. Would you rather have a permanently runny nose or have a permanently stuffed nose?
Runny.
Yeah, runny.
Dude, a stuffed up nose is just horrible.
Sucks.
To breathe through your mouth forever.
Yeah, like you mouth breather.
Oh.
Like, no way. I guess I would be stocked well with tissues. Like, Puffs would be like my spokesperson. I'd be a spokesperson for Puffs, rather. But, like, so how bad of a runny nose? Okay, so I figured your stopped up nose would be constant. But how much would your nose run? That's the question also.
Since I am... the would you rather architect, I would say, to even out the fact that you literally have a stuffy nose and runny nose isn't really that bad in comparison, I would say one side of your nose is just basically like a mini waterfall.
Oh gosh, that would be rough.
And
too.
And the other one is like just your basic of the real runny nose. Like, yeah, it stuff will come out then and again, but it wouldn't be as bad as like that the other side of the nose. And these two will flip-flop. It isn't like one is permanent and the other is just going to be like that. The like you'll just wake up one day and like, or it could just switch on the fly. Like that's just how it works.
Jeez, can you say dehydrate it?
Yeah, you're gonna have to also constantly drink water as well.
Yeah.
I mean, beats being a filthy mouth breather, right?
Yeah. True. Very true. Because, you know, like, well, for instance, you know, I just had the flu. So getting over that, I'm still having issues with like sinus a little bit, you know, like I've been coughing a lot. Like I still do have like a stuffy nose and, you know, so I don't know. I think I'm to the point where I'm so tired of, you know, constant. Because to be fair, when my nose is stopped up, you blow your nose, right? When you have a runny nose, you wipe your nose and blow your nose to try to get that stuff out. If it's constant, there's no sense in anyone blowing your nose. You're gonna be carrying hankies around for the rest of your life, and that's that. But with the stopped up nose, you're still gonna wanna blow your nose because it's, you know, that's until you get used to it, I guess. But
blow and you blow, but nothing ever comes out.
Then you're gonna be sitting there talking like this all the time, like, oh gosh, it feels so horrible. You know, like I'd just rather have the runny nose, which they would suck equally. But at least I could breathe.
Could I just put a third option where you just cut off your nose? I would pull off a wicked ghoul cosplay.
Yeah, but to be fair, even if you cut off your nose, you're still going to have sinuses. You'd have to do away with all your, you know, sinus cavities and all the crap on throughout your body. Like,
I could live with it. Permanently running your stuffed nose can literally go stuff themselves.
Yeah. All right. So what's the numbers on that one?
The verdict is 56% went with a runny nose, while 44% wanted a stuffed.
Jeez, Grim, we, for the most part, we've been on the right side of, you know, the percentages.
You know?
I mean, I think I've been a little bit more than you have, but, you know, whenever we decide to go against the grain with each other, but, but yeah, not bad. All right. What's next there? Mixmaster. I don't know why I said that. Whatever. Just go for it.
Would you rather face your fears or forget that you have them?
Ooh.
Face.
You got to expound a little bit on that.
What else is there to say? I mean, what point is there to forgetting your fears? Because at some point you're just going to relearn your fears because they're your fears.
I don't know, man. What's your biggest fear, Grim?
I mean, the ocean is one of them. Not nearly to the extent of Assassin, because I think it fascinates me a little more than Assassin, but the ocean.
Milkman Jerry from when he was 4 years old.
I'm not. Calm down. My black and white TV was when my mom was born. She's not even like 40 yet.
Oh my gosh.
But, yeah, no, like. but yeah, no, like. I don't know. I guess giant spiders, because like normal spiders are fine, but like, you know, if I saw a giant spider, but you can't say that no one wouldn't be at least a little unnerved by that.
We have wild tarantulas here. Like they just walk about.
They're just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, really, like you could see a hole in the ground and be like, well, that's where they're at.
I was talking like a human sized spider. Like tarantulas, I think are cool. Like, I don't know. They don't really bother me.
Yeah,
but like
you're sitting there thinking about fiction. I'm talking about real life. Like for real. Like when you have fears, when you fear something that doesn't exist, that's just. I mean, I'm not saying your fear is not valid, but your fear is not valid.
I mean, yeah, I agree, but I still fear things that don't exist rather than things that do. Like, again, the only thing I really fear that is real would be the ocean.
So, and that's the thing, okay? Would you rather face your fear, ocean, or would you rather forget the ocean? You can't really, it's hard to forget the ocean.
I was going to say. But, yeah, it's kind of hard to forget the ocean.
But you would forget your fear of the ocean. That'd be different. Now, Arson, the question is if you forget the fear, does that mean you're not afraid of it anymore?
At first.
I'm just saying. So you eventually just end up relearning your fear. So yeah, I'd rather just face it.
Well, there's not too many things I fear. On this earth, I respect a lot of things. Like I respect the bears that wander around this land out here, the mountain lions, you know, stuff like that. I respect them. I don't fear them, but, the one thing I do fear, and I've talked about this recently, not with anybody around, but it's about to get deep again, just so you know, Arson. I fear dying alone. And I don't mean like, you know, getting in a wreck and dying like that. I mean, living my life and having nobody at the end. And you know what I mean by that.
Yep. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. And if I could permanently forget that, I would much rather do that than face it. And call me a coward or whatever you want, but that's the one thing that I've had to come to terms with. And the chance of me dying alone is pretty good. But then again, I don't know what's in store for me. But when you lock out your heart like I have, it's kind of hard to open that back up. So That being said, I would rather forget it with the hopes that I don't remember.
Results are 44% would rather face their fears and 56% would forget them.
So I'm with the majority again. All right. What's next on this counseling session?
Face his fears. I guess we'll charter a boat and just drop him in the middle of the ocean and start sailing away, I guess.
Why don't you go with him?
Maybe if I wasn't the architect, but I am. So whatever I do and say, here goes.
Come on, even Stranded Deep went co-op. Co-player. I mean,
he knows that all too well.
We drop you in there with him if you want.
I'm not afraid of that stuff, though. Like,
that's fine. He can hold on to you. I'm gonna go get a martini or something and back on the shore.
How convenient.
Alright!
I want to play Stranded Deep now.
Next question. Would you rather eat as much as you want without getting fat, or have a talking dog?
Talking dog. I'm fat anyway, I don't care.
Talking dog. I thought you don't have a dog living with you, though.
No. But if I can have a talking dog...
I was kind of under the assumption that you already had a dog, like Mason. I would love to talk. I would love to have a conversation with Mason.
So here's the question I'm going to pose to you real quick.
Go ahead.
Does the dog only talk to you? Like, you know, so you know, like the talking frog in Warner Brothers, like the hello, my baby, hello, my darling, you know what I'm talking about? Like the singing one.
Yeah.
And every time he's around anybody else, he doesn't do anything. So it's like, it drives the dude mad because he tries to get rich off of him and he just won't sing or dance or anything like that. But as soon as they leave and it's just him and the frog, he'll do it. Now, the question I'm posing to you is, if I had a talking dog, would it be for everybody or would it be just like me? Will it be like Brian from Family Guy or would it be like that frog?
It would be a little hybrid. It would be to whoever Mason only wants to talk to.
I mean, that's fair enough. But I could never come out and be like, yeah, so my dog talks, and then I get sent to a freaking insane asylum because my dog wouldn't say anything.
I don't know why you would just out and say that.
I'm just saying. Look, I would love to have a conversation with my dog, but my dog talks very well without saying words. And with the bond that him and I have, I would love to have a conversation with him. I would love to be able to be like, how are you feeling? And if he's saying, I'm not feeling great, let's get you to the vet. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff, especially with Mason, because of his three cancer scares. Well, not scares. He had three cancer surgeries for cancer. So it's not like it was a chance of cancer. He had it. And, you know, for that manner, that would be great, you know, and to sit there and have a conversation with him about like all the silly stuff that I've trained him to do and stuff like that over the years and him look at me like, tell me how crazy I am, but also to tell me how, if I am a great pet owner or friend to him, you know what I mean? To hear that would be so amazing, you know? And I hate the thought that, you know, so I've had Bella a little over a year now. It was on March 19th. I got her a year ago today or that day. And ever since then, Mason's been a little different. And I feel like he does have some jealousy over her. And I would love to hear his thoughts on that. And I'd love for him to understand me and be like, look, you are the top dog. You are my boy. Like, I love her, but not like you. You know what I mean? Like, reassure him as well. So, you know, when it comes to the answer, though, I think I would go with the first one just for the simple fact that my dog does communicate with me. It's just in his way. But he's very, he does communicate a lot. So, you know, but my first question, the question for the first one is if you can eat whatever you want and not gain anything, does that mean that I will also like lose the weight that I currently have, or would I just stay the same?
I imagine it's more like, because you still get the calories, you still get the nutrition, you still get all of that.
Yeah.
You just don't get any fatter. So I would say, like, from that point, from the point where you are now, you will not, like, gain any more weight. Like,
but
you
will not
get fatter or anything like that.
But I could lose it still.
Yeah, you could still lose it. So you could literally, like, just start hiking up a mountain and, like, eating a hot dog at the same time, and it wouldn't matter.
Take a plate of ribs with you, running on the treadmill, like, hey, how's it going?
Like, yeah, people would think you're insane, but, like, the more they see that, like, you were literally losing weight instead of gaining it, then, I mean, like, yeah.
You got, like, 4 candy bars, eating them while you're working out, and, yeah. Like, what the heck is this guy doing? How?
So are you a right or a left Twix kind of guy?
I just eat both of them. No. but yeah, so I'm going to go with the first one just for the simple fact is, like, I would love to have conversations with my dog. But in the same sense, like, I think it would take away part of his personality. I don't know, because what if I wasn't doing something right for him and he let me know? That would break me. Like, that would hurt me bad. Of course, I would have that chance to, you know, correct that. But I think Mason and I have such a bond that I don't need to hear him talking. It'd be kind of cool, but yeah, I'm going to go with the first one.
Grim?
I mean, Grim already chose. Way deeper than I would. I just want a talking dog to hang out with me and watch me play games.
Hold on, Grim.
Like, I just want a buddy to hang out with.
What happens when you have your personal Grim time and your dog's looking over you like, dude, are you seriously doing that?
I mean, that's at that point he can go sit in the kitchen.
Like, oh my gosh, be like,
that poor dog.
Uh-huh. But anyways, I'm just saying, like, he already said what he said, so.
You guys act like I wouldn't have a fresh stock of sliced deli meat for him on hand at all times.
What breed of dog would you want, then?
I don't care. I don't judge dogs any based dog. On breed. I just want a mutt.
Okay, you just want Scooby-Doo, then.
I mean, Scooby-Doo's a purebred.
Oh, yeah, he's a great dude. Even I just forget that people nickname him Mutt.
Yeah. What about Mutt?
I could give you Scooby-Doo if you want. I could give you a Scooby who lost his Shaggy.
I mean, I don't... Okay, calm down. We don't want a Garfield situation here. But, like...
Not the same thing.
I mean, I genuinely don't care. Because, I mean, when I got Brandy, I didn't care about her breed at all.
Like, all right. I've made my decision. Yeah.
We could do Astro. Astro from the Jetsons.
Okay. All right, you're getting a wiener dog. That's final. All right.
Oh, sick.
All right.
A wiener dog named Glizzy.
That'd be funny.
You guys want two more questions, or do you want this to be the last?
Let's do a couple more.
I'm okay. With that.
You want to do a couple more? All right. Would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or have a World War III? Oh, actually, before we get into that, the results for the last one, 54% wanted to eat as much as they want without getting fat, and 46% wanted a talking dog.
Huh. I'm not taking tallies, but if I was taking tallies, I'd be winning.
Yep. Yeah. You'd be winning. You would be hosting the next episode.
Which is probably going to happen anyways.
But anyway, there we go. Back. Zombie apocalypse or World War III?
You know,
So
go ahead, Grim.
So you know how we were talking about fears? Yeah, no, zombies are one of my biggest fears. I'd rather take World War III.
Wait.
My decision really? Is final.
Wow.
Are you for real, Ed Boy?
Oh, you thought that was a joke?
Yeah. So, I kind of thought you were Josh in there.
Nope.
To be fair, if there was a zombie apocalypse, that'd be well worse than World War III. Because that would be, granted, it's a world war, but zombie apocalypse would go worldwide as well. And there'd be a lot less survivors in that. And also, zombies aren't real. Again, another one of those fears. But we're not talking about that one. Man, you would really like, it would really suck for you if you were on a ship full of zombies in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That'll be my nightmares tonight.
With giant with giant human-sized spiders.
Yeah. Wonderful. I'm gonna make sure I dream that you're the first one eaten.
Resident Evil 9.
But to answer their question, it's going to be kind of hard because in all reality, how much is a world war going to like affect us? It will affect us. Like prices will go up and this and that will go up. Things will, you know, unless they come and start taking over part of the U.S., which I don't see ever happening. It could, but I just don't see that happening.
They don't have to. They got an arsenal of nukes if it gets that bad.
That's what I'm saying. So with that being said, man, I would say at least with the war, it will be settled. The zombie apocalypse just ends in, you know.
It's more of the known versus the unknown. Zombie apocalypse is pretty standard. You got the zombies, you got the selfish survivors, you have your living situation and your team of survivors. With World War III, it's a bit more unknown.
Right.
We have seen the devastating effects of what the last two World Wars did. But also at the same time, there's been a lot of time since then.
Yeah.
And while we know quite a bit of the surface stuff, ballistic missiles and all that stuff, we don't know more of the more questionably ethical things that they probably have behind closed doors. And that's not just talking about us.
Yeah. That's, I mean, look at Korea, North Korea.
They could probably whip out a kit that spreads a gas that destroys all biological life, but leaves the buildings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, territory.
Who knows? So, I mean, probably kick off the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's freaky stuff, man. Like, it doesn't just have to resort to missiles. They could probably pull something out of a briefcase that's 10 times worse.
But with the security to get that into the U.S., and I know you're not just talking the U.S., but to get that through to the U.S. would be really difficult. And when it comes to missiles, that's almost impossible because of how much security we have that shows. Yeah, like literally they can shoot down missiles like from the in the middle of the ocean. And there you go. Like, it's a radiated ocean, but it's not, at least not going to get it to us. But
it all just comes down to how it shapes out by the end of it all, because it could either be mostly fine. Completely fine, which is the unlikely situation, or everything is left devastated. But eventually, I guess, as humanity does, they will eventually just come back from it somehow.
So
it all boils to different stories, because when it comes to World War, there is no single narrative. It's multiple points on multiple fronts with different outcomes each. And a lot of those outcomes really do decide how a war would shape out.
So I guess when it comes to like choosing, I guess I would just have to go with my faith more than, you know, not. So I would choose to put my faith into humanity before I would a zombie apocalypse. So that being said, I would choose the world war, because there's always this thing of them saying, they always say that World War III will be the end of civilization, basically, right? That's what that's always what they say. I don't know who they are, but it's whatever. And, you know, it's been a long time. Our two world wars that we had were, I don't want to say back to back, but it was caused by one of the, well, by Grimm's Fuhrer. Just so you guys know, that's a running joke, because there's a photo circulating around with Grimm and they're saluting Hitler, basically. I don't know if he's like completely salute, but he's an attention for Hitler. It's kind of funny. Yeah. Anyways.
Gonna have to tell my grandma to skip this episode.
Not scientifically possible.
Yeah. Like, well, it was his, if he believes in reincarnation, there you go. No, but anyways, I would have to probably choose the World War III over an apocalypse that would be, I mean, it's an apocalypse. Like, there's no coming back from that. So, and if you live, if you are human, you would have to be on your guard all the time.
24/7.
And at least with the war, a war will end. And then you pick up your pieces and you try to go about your life and rebuild. But at least if I live 10 years in a world war or 10 years in a zombie apocalypse, when it comes to the zombie apocalypse, I'm still going to have to watch my back after those 10 years. So when as much
war truly end, though, for most people,
I mean, you're not wrong, but
does it end when like people realize that it's fruitless, or do people stop when there's nobody left to throw?
I mean, it just depends, really. It's either okay, that it's, or it, domination.
It's the certain apocalypse or the uncertain future of a world war.
Yeah. So I would do the latter, because I could not. Like, yeah. Look, the thing is in any depiction of a zombie apocalypse, you're always scrounging for food. Always. And you're going to kill for food. So if I look, and this is being honest,
I'm the architect, though. Who's to say that this is like, you know, a freaking Walking Dead style of survival, man?
Okay.
Just because it's an apocalypse doesn't mean that there isn't like bastions or like, you know, a town somewhere. Like, everybody thinks that like things are going to be like dystopia. And yeah, that's probably going to be true for like many parts where the infection probably hit the hardest. But I imagine like for like certain like areas and like holdouts, everything looks and feels fine. And I feel like the fact that people are like blowing the, we're going to kill each other for this slice of cheese, is a little like, you know, ridiculous.
I mean,
now, obviously, to offset this, I'm not going to make it so, like, you know, well, it's fine, but that doesn't mean I don't have to kind of push up the threat a bit.
Okay, real quick, let me pose this question to you. Let me pose this question to you, Arson. So, say you're in the zombie apocalypse and you meet someone.
I'm dead.
No. What I'm saying is you survive. And you meet someone and you know, you're in what you're talking about. Okay. Like a good community that's self-sustaining for the most part. And you have a family. Now, say after you have that happen, then all things go to crap. The zombies are able to get in. And now you and your family are running together. You're going to be the type of person that will lay down your life for your wife or kids. You should be, at least. Now, the difference is, listen, the difference is you've got Grimm, that's a single guy that's trying to survive, and you guys meet each other, not knowing who you are, you guys meet each other in a store trying to take the last of the food in there, and you want to serve, you want to provide for your family, but Grim wants it for himself. You're going to tell me that you're going to be able to like
I would invite him over for dinner.
Yeah. I would literally throw him to the zombies and be like, okay, you guys eat. And I would provide for my family. That because Grim, let me ask you, Grim, would you do the same thing if the roles were reversed?
Honestly, no.
Really?
I really think this is a test of character at the moment, Phoenix, and I think you just lost.
And you know what? And I'm fine with that. But you know who's fine? Is my family.
And I understand that's all that would be matter. I do. But again, I'm still saying World War III. But let's say hypothetically I am in this situation, right? I would see this person as a potential a potential ally. Two, if worst comes to worst, right? I could at least try and trust him with my family. If I have to die in that situation, I would trust Assassin with my family. Now, what he does beyond that point, that's past me. You know what I mean? But like, I see it more so as a failsafe.
He's like, don't worry, I will take care of her. Don't worry.
I'm not Peck.
All right, so let's just say this. Look, one last thing before we move on, okay? Say this person that you meet is not willing to like share that food or split it or anything like that, and they're like, this is mine, you're gonna have to kill me for it. Or I mean, okay. Like seriously, like you would
at that point I would have already blown his head off. Like look, if you're not willing to compromise, then there's nothing left to talk about, all right?
And that's the kind of situation I'm looking for.
You're not willing to partner up, like you're at that point, okay. Fine. Counterpoint though, I have this I have this gun and I already have it out before you do while you're clutching onto your food. So bye, I guess. And look, I get it, you guys are playing the game. But unbeknownst to you, I'm the developer. So
he's got all the cheat codes.
I was thinking in this situation, yeah, it's an apocalypse, but you know, there are bastions and all that. I was just thinking of upping the threat of the zombies.
No. Okay, oh, yeah. I see it like this, right? You have certain doom in the zombie apocalypse, and you have gloom on the horizon of World War III, but like Phoenix said, you can bounce back from that to a certain point. Now, if everything gets nuked, yeah, sure, but I'd much rather get turned into fine atoms than get torn apart and, you know.
I was going to say, if you get nuked, you're not going to feel that.
Exactly.
Like you're going to just like instantly be gone. And and if someone tears into your flesh, you're going to feel every little bit of that. So
yeah, I don't even have to say much. I could just literally say, well, the zombies run.
Yeah, exactly. And that's even worse. See, that I was going to ask that question actually, because I was going to say,
actually,
are they
good? It's actually the Night Hunter from Dying Light.
No.
So war, absolutely 10 times not. Over, a million times over.
Yep. Yep.
But I was choosing that anyways. I don't choose war, but in this instance, I will. Because we could bounce back from that minus the... I mean, look, it's in the word, apocalypse. You can say what you want, but it's the apocalypse. That's like Ragnarok. You know, I mean, it's all the same. It's the end of the world. Well,
let's not go too far. Ragnarok annihilated everything.
Well, yeah, but... But the apocalypse is the end of the world, basically. So,
yep.
You know, I'd rather have
uncertainty.
All right. So, with that being said, what is the ratio right there?
48% wanted the apocalypse, while 52% wanted the world war.
Still on the side.
Yep.
See, Graham, you should just start voting with me.
No, I'm voting for what I think is right. I was about to lose it if people started saying, oh, yeah, no, the zombie apocalypse. I was going to lose it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that far off, though. Like, 48% is pretty close. So
it's still stupid.
Right. I agree. All right. We got a last question. What is it?
This is mostly one for me. And I already have my answer locked in. Would you rather always get first dibs or always get the last laugh?
Okay, well, first dibs involves food and last laugh could involve literally anything.
Oh, first dibs could also be like shotgun. You know,
first dibs could be like a gun, could be that new gaming console.
It could be the front
seat.
Could
be literally anything. You get first dibs on everything.
And that's what I'm saying. Like when you say shotgun, when you're getting ready to ride with somebody, you get front seat. Mm-hmm. You know, you got infinite first dibs. So,
okay. But then if we go with having the last laugh, does that mean we never get dibs at all? Like we can never sit shotgun in the seat ever again? Or,
I mean, like I'm pretty sure. Like with the first dibs, I want to make it so you always get first dib, no matter what.
Yeah, even if
like you're the last in line, some like men in a black suit will like escort you to the very front. With the last laugh, I'm thinking something more like you don't get like things last. Like obviously, if you want to call shotgun and nobody's called for it, like I imagine if you're going up against like someone who called first dibs, sure they get shotgun. But if it's just like someone who's normal, it's just like, you know, okay, I call shotgun. He's like, okay, I guess. The last laugh is something like, you know, karma, misfortune. You know, if somebody treats you like terribly or like, you know, screws you over, like something terrible happens to them later down the line. Like, I don't know, like that bully that you had like back in grade school got his pants pulled down at the concert and now everybody's making fun of his tiny wiener or something. Or in the unfortunate case where you meet your demise on the person who called first dibs on that shotgun, they unfortunately meet their demise at the very end anyway.
See, dude, so I was thinking like that laugh. I was gonna sit there and say like, okay, first dibs, it's like when somebody gets shotgun and there's a wreck and they get thrown through the front of the window and you're like, whoo, I'm glad I wasn't up there.
Sure, that's glad what I wasn't thinking. That guy.
Yeah. In all honesty, first dibs would be really nice because, like, go to an amusement park. You never ride last. You're always, like, it's like the executive line. You know, I mean, that would be absolutely amazing. And last laugh would be more like a revenge based type of thing, or
I just say like it's just a set in stone type of thing. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be death. It is one of the qualifications. And yeah, like if like, you know, you meet your untimely demise by external means, whoever did you in will definitely meet their maker soon. But it's also still more of a life thing as well. And it's also a bit of an antithesis to the person who gets first dibs.
So let me ask you this. If I've got first dibs and you guys go with me to that amusement park, do you guys get to go with me? Or do I have to go by myself? Like, would I be able to choose to share that for certain instances like amusement parks and whatnot? Or like waiting in a line to get movie tickets or, you know, stuff like that?
I'm going to extend a small branch to you. I will say you get to at least pick one person.
That way you don't have to ride alone. Sounds good.
Yeah, you don't have to look like a loser.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, I would like to do the last laugh because of certain instances, but I would never want anybody to get hurt over it.
If that is your wish, then that will be the case. They will not meet. They'll probably maybe be hospitalized. Possibly.
That hurts.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be like them being hurt. Like maybe they fainted or something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they walked in on George Washington naked or something and they just simply couldn't believe it. So they fall into a state of shock. And then they wake up in the hospital and they're like, well, I don't know, man, you were tripping on shrooms or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they were hurt, though.
True. I think I'm, especially with that little additive to the dibs, I think I'm going to have to go first dibs. Because it'd be nice to be able to come first for once. You know what I mean? So yeah. That's what I choose, first dibs. Because I may not always use it. Like, say we're all going out and Arson's driving and, you know, Graham calls, you know, front seat, but I can take it if I wanted to. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Go ahead. You know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can choose, right?
What if you both got first dibs, though?
Paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was also thinking that, too.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, then we're all on the same track. But all I'm saying, though, is if even, like, I feel like that you should have the right to choose first dibs whenever you want it. If you have it, you don't always have to use it, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I can work with that. I could also, just like the same with the last laugh, I can decide how lethal your last laugh is.
Yeah.
If you choose for it to be lethal, it doesn't always have to be they die or get hurt.
Right.
Be like, you know, humiliation.
Yeah. So, okay. So yeah. I am definitely going to go with dibs.
Grim?
I would still go last laugh, not because I want anyone to, you know, get hurt or anything, just because, I mean, like, mild misfortune to people is some of the funniest things ever, and I just like laughing, so. Dude, of course, like, again, to those who deserve it as well.
I would always go with last laugh.
It's because you guys are evil.
You imagine how much of a boon that is every time we.
I brought up how mine wasn't. I literally specified how mine wouldn't be evil.
You want to know how satisfied I'd be after we lose in a Marvel Rivals game and the other team is talking trash? I'd be smiling with a closed mouth.
So,
Yeah.
I will say this: I feel like I chose the smaller side on this one, but. I do think that it would be better because, you know,
wrong, like because 58% wanted first dibs while 42%
really?
Wanted the last laugh.
That actually surprises me.
I don't know. I'm not too surprised.
Yeah, me either.
Because I feel like most people want to be first no matter what. You know what I mean?
A lot of people don't like playing the waiting game.
Man,
because I think just... when people thought of last laugh, they thought, "Oh well, I have to die." No, stupid.
Did I just pull off a clean sweep?
I think so. Yeah.
To listen back to the episode to find out.
Yeah, that's quite interesting because I really thought that I was going to be on the, you know, the minimum side of that one, but huh? I mean, you're not wrong. Like, I guess people do. Want to, you know, but just because you get first dibs, that mean you're going to come out okay. But like I said, with first dibs, I would not like use that for, well, maybe sometimes depending
nefarious.
On the person. Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah. Not a lot of people would like it if you just cut to the front of the line in the theme park.
Oh no, I totally do that with a friend. As long as I could take a friend with me, be like, boom. And then they'd be like, who the heck is that guy that could do that? Like, yeah, that's right. What?
They can do that? That's not fair.
He must have paid for the crazy ticket. Nope. Just I always get first dibs. And then I come back through and ride that ride like four times.
You have like a pass that you like. It's like a freaking FBI badge. You just pop it out and like flash. I got the first dibs badge. Actually allows me to get any. And if any of you decide to oppose me, that won't end well for you.
Yeah.
You just have like a magical policeman that randomly pops out of nowhere and just arrests the person on the spot.
It's just Axe Cop.
Why am I getting arrested? You oppose the first dibs. Sorry. The first dibs law states that you don't get first dibs. That guy does.
Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law. Yeah, going up against a first dibs badge owner is a very huge crime that will not be taken lightly.
Same punishment as treason, to be honest.
Yep.
Wait a minute. What?
Executed by electric chair.
What if you? What if you? Say you're in a bank and it gets robbed, and they come in there and start shooting. Does first dibs mean you die first?
I mean,
if you want,
that's how you want it to be. I mean,
like, hey, guy, I got first dibs. Bam. Okay, there it goes. Oh gosh, that's funny.
You'd have the benefit of the phantom cop being first on the scene.
Yeah,
at least.
Man, those are some good questions, man. But you never asked mine. Gosh.
Well, go ahead, man.
No. I don't want to.
Well, you want to save that for part three?
I don't want to set Grim off.
just do
okay.
It.
Well, now you have to.
No,
what have we got to lose?
Entertainment well, the mini value. Spooners sponsorship.
The mini spooner sponsorship.
It's perfectly fine. You can hold on to that. Anyways, that's all we have for today. I forgot what I was. Do the roar.
If you're interested in all things From the Ashes, check out the link in the description below.
That doesn't work. Anyways, we've come to the end of our time. Yeah, go ahead and check the description. See if the link still works. If not, go hassle Phoenix about it. Merch still isn't a thing. I'll try and contact somebody to get that going. I don't know.
Can't wait for the mini spooners to come out.
Yeah. That's it.
Don't have much else to say. Would really look forward to a mini spooner.
Right.
How much would we price them for? Can we get like a price already locked and loaded, ready to go?
I feel like $20 is fair. Because, I mean, they're mini spooners.
You gotta hassle the people a little bit. Gotta go for 25 at least.
There's gotta be a 99 on there, so $24.99.
Exactly, there you go.
Fair.
Now you're thinking like a businessman.
Yeah. And the tears of a unicorn. I don't know what I was doing with that. All right.
But all right, yeah. Come to the end of our time. Check the links. We'll catch you next time. When? Where? I don't know where. But when, we definitely know that. Don't know what subject it'll be. We'll try and figure that out as we go. But yeah, guess we'll catch you all in the ether or whatever.
All right, one last question right before I hit the button. Would you rather go with Spawn or Ghost Rider?